Welcome to another edition of Working the Edge, a wrestling podcast, our season preview series. Today we head down to Palm Beach County, talk to Wellington head coach Travis Gray, talk a little bit about what he has coming back this year, and also that untapped reserve of athletic talent in Palm Beach County and how we are making inroads to get it out for wrestling. It's an entertaining podcast, and it starts right now.
You're listening to Working the Edge, a podcast dedicated to the sport of wrestling. Hosted by Wrestling USA Magazine's 2017 Sports Writer of the Year, Brant Parsons, Working the Edge is the first podcast in the state of Florida devoted to high school wrestling. And now, Working the Edge.
Your team, as we approach this season, right, getting really close, fast, I'm sure as fast for you guys as it feels like it is for me. When you look at the guys you have out, guys you have back, guys you have coming up, where are you looking at your team at the moment, and where do you see them going from here?
Well, definitely we're very close because we actually have our first match tonight. We have our preseason class going on, so we're in it right now. We have, you know, I would say cautiously optimistic right now. We had a great group of seniors last year, but we do have a great group of seniors coming back this year. A couple of our state place winners. And we're trying to get everybody kind of healthy right now and back in gear. I think tonight we have six or seven of our projected varsity guys that will be in the lineup, you know, due to a bunch of different circumstances, you know, some injuries and, you know, people missing some time. We got the holiday break coming up too, so... we're very optimistic. You know, we've been pretty consistent in our region the last few years, being in the top two. And, you know, we're just trying to jump to that next level at the state level is really what we're looking at.
And what does it take to make that jump? You guys have had success. You're looking at four consecutive district titles. As you said, you guys have found a lot of success at that level. What are you looking at? From you, from your guys, from the program, to be able to make that next step?
Well, you know, we have, I think we're at four or five straight years now where we've brought seven or more kids to the state tournament. And at that level, just because you're there at the state tournament doesn't mean you score any points for the team. So
right.
we need to get kids on the podium. You know, that's the bottom line. We had two last year. They're both coming back. We had two others that lost in the blood round that'll be coming back this year. And we had a couple other that were, you know, flirting with, you know, one that just missed state that we think could do real well and a couple others. And, you know, we really know it. You need to get four, five, six kids to place to be in the picture up there in the top three or four. And, you know, South Dade kind of leads the way. It's a long haul there, but, you know, they're just putting so many on that podium, including the state champions, and that's where all the big points are. You know, you're getting a win or two here, and they're going two and out. You know, it's not that it's a bad season for them, but, you know, if we want to play Science State, that's the only way to score points there.
So. I remember was talking to, I think it was Fox Baldwin, and I said something like, oh, how was your off season? And he laughed at me. Because there is no off season. Your guys have stayed active. Your program, your youth program, stays active throughout the year. How do you translate that? The guys just constantly trying to get better and constantly learning more about the sport.
Absolutely, we have, you know, like you mentioned, a club that we run here, and they travel. We've been all over the country this preseason. We were in Michigan and North Carolina. In New York for a few tournaments in the last 2 months, and it's just getting that constant mat time against the quality competition. You know, if you're just getting mat time, sometimes it doesn't translate if you're not, you know, go against top-notch competition. In our area in Palm Beach County, it's, you know, wrestling hasn't been a hotbed by any means, and, you know, part of it's due to the fact that there's no youth wrestling, you know, not much of a tradition of having a lot of success, so... We really have to go out and find that competition and stay active. And we're also trying to build it up at our youth level. We've developed a youth wrestling club here in Wellington, and, you know, trying to emulate the same thing, get them out traveling around and just getting as many of, you know, great experiences as we can.
You kind of stepped onto what my next question was going to be, and that is Palm Beach County. And I've been covering the sport for, I think, about as long as you've been there. I think this is my 13th, 14th year. And I've always felt that was an untapped resource, that county. And there's so many athletes, and there's just there's so much potential there. You guys are starting to get into that, and you've been tapping into it, and you've seen a success. You're starting to see some other programs starting to find guys, and you're seeing the wrestling improve. Is it just have to be, you just need more guys like you coming in there and starting programs, or what's the key within that county for it to mimic your success? But also, I mean, you know, not even just in the guys in your area, that county, you got to think there's a lot of guys there that if you could get them to the sport, there's a lot of potential guys there that could really do some damage in this sport.
Sure. Yeah, no, Palm Beach County, it's the largest landmass county in the nation. Somebody told me that the first year we won in that county tournament, which is about 4 years ago now. And, you know, that's a pretty remarkable accomplishment. But, you know, as far as that overall talent, you know, like you mentioned, it hasn't been there. It's coming along. It's really nice to have Olympic Heights down here as a rival with us. They've put together a really good program. And, you know, I think the biggest hurdle, like I mentioned, the youth wrestling isn't there. We don't have sanctioned middle school wrestling. And there just really hasn't been a lot of consistent youth clubs. You know, every once in a while one will pop up and it comes around for a year or two and then disappears. But, you know, those kids, you know, if they're coming in as ninth graders, it's a long haul for them to make it to that state podium, wrestling against kids from around the state that have been, you know, wrestling since their elementary years. So, you know, we try to host tournaments year round, for all ages. And, you know, anytime I get a coach that even has a couple of kids, you know, we have a couple of scrimmages we're doing before our high school duels this year where they're just, you know, bringing in kids. We'll just match them up, whether they're brand new or experienced. We'll try to match them up best we can just to give them some mat time and hopefully start to love the sport and, you know, stick it out. You know, that's a big thing. There's a lot of numbers and, you know, the kids kind of come and go, especially around the area where there's no competition. You know, they'll see the same kids over and over, and, you know, parents aren't always willing to drive their kids all over the state to, you know, seek out that tougher competition. So it's hard. I think it just, you know, a few more coaches need to come in and, you know, put in time. It's a lot of time and effort. I've been pretty blessed here. It took a long time, but, you know, I did get some great coaches in place and people that are willing to volunteer their time and, you know, to make all those things happen. So, it's a long haul, but, you know, if you put it all together, I think, you know, people can see we're starting to have some success in the area. You know, if we can emulate that a few more times, I think we can definitely start to compete. There's a lot of schools in the area. We're all really close to each other. And I think we need to work together. We've talked about that a lot as coaches as well. We put together this little fall series of events that was kind of geared towards more of the youth and beginner type guys, and now it's starting to grow into some of the more experienced kids wanting to get involved. We're looking for any kind of advantage like that where we can start catching up and, you know, like I said, putting guys on the podium at state. That's the goal.
And along those lines, you need to test guys throughout the year, but you also – the balance of making a schedule is not always easy. I'm looking at your schedule, and you guys, you'll travel out of the area. You'll wrestle at probably the toughest tournament in the state at the knockout. You'll come up to Brevard County. You'll be at Jensen Beach. What kind of thought process for you goes into making a schedule to get your guys tested, but at the same time, not beat them down maybe so much that, you know, how do you balance that confidence level, but also getting the mat time against the best competition that you can?
Yeah, well, this is an interesting year too, because now we're thrown in the dual state series. So we were really conscious to try and schedule more of the dual type events at the beginning of the year to kind of have that team atmosphere, and you know, not sending them to, you know, some real tough individual tournaments right off the bat where they go in two in a dual format. They can get you know, 5 matches in a day, you know, if we're going to 2-day tournament, they get 10 matches over the weekend, and we can shuffle in extra wrestlers, getting a lot of experience. And it's, you know, a fun environment, getting the team together and getting each other fired up. So there's a little bit more support in doing that, so we like to do that as well. That helps. But, you know, again, if our goal is to get those kids on the podium, we want them getting, you know, like you mentioned, getting to the knockout. We were at the Graves last year. We've been down at South Dade and we down to Highley Gardens. You know, we try to hit every area a little bit, just so we see a different, you know, different styles of wrestling as well. But there's a lot that goes into it. Like you mentioned, you know, we don't have a bunch of hammer tournaments right in a row and beat them down. But we also took into account the dual schedule going on, and we tried to put all of our individual tournaments into the second half so we can kind of focus on individuals at that point.
And along those lines, and the finish it up, but I've been asking coaches about the state dual series, and most agree that it, while there are the different, you know, challenges of getting it set up and scheduling it, they're glad that it's here and that it's been talked about for so long. How did you look forward to a duels tournament, the state duels tournament, knowing the depth that your team traditionally has and the team and coaching aspect of it? When you look at the state duels, are you excited about what that can bring to the sport in the state?
Absolutely. You know, I wrestled up in Minnesota, and it was just a spectacle. It brings so many fans to the sport. So much easier to follow for them. So there's that aspect of it. But yeah, you know, looking selfishly as their team, over the years, we've had some great dual teams, and maybe, you know, only have one or two state place winners, but we're real solid throughout the lineup. So I think it's a great measure of what your team actually is. And yeah, that gets me really excited as a coach too, to kind of show what we can do as a full team in an event like that. Very excited to have it. We're interested to see how it all works out with the schedule. I know some people are, you know, kind of split as far as how they feel about having it in the middle of the season. I think I kind of like it. As I mentioned before, we kind of split up our season a little bit that way, where we have our team focus and then we can, you know, turn the page and start working on individuals and their goals. You know, very, very excited, and you know, I think we have a real good team for it this year. We have a lot of balance throughout our lineup. So,
well, I appreciate you taking a few moments. I know it's crazy this time of year. I can't believe that the season is just around the corner. I can just imagine what it's like for you guys. But I appreciate you taking a few moments to chat about this. It was fun.
Absolutely, I appreciate everything you're doing to promote the sport too. It's great seeing all the publicity you're putting out there, and you know, it's great for the kids to see it too, so we appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Working the Edge podcast, the first podcast in the state of Florida devoted to high school wrestling. For more wrestling coverage, visit OrlandoSentinel.com/wrestling. Subscribe to this podcast, share it on social media, and review it on iTunes.
The 6 minutes. It's what happens in that 6 minutes.